Indy, Cindy, and the Lullaby Lullabies released her first LP entitled Moe's We. To the private public just the other day, through Cindy's very own label, Acrobat Unstable Records. But the only chart that it even scratched was in Cindy's heart, which would fall apart, cause it was barely attached to anything other than broken synthesizer keys, sensitive Sanford CDs. Indy, Cindy, and the Lo-Fi Lullabies ain't getting very big. In fact, her only gig was pathetic, even though she dreamed it up. In fact, it was a nightmare. The sound just wasn't right there. And when she woke up, and when she woke up, that was when Indy Cindy broke up. Indy Cindy broke up, she broke up. Not for artistic differences, she just tore her studio down, threw her equipment around in cyclonic displacement till it looked like a basement again. Indy, Cindy, and the Lo-Fi Lullabies. Indy, Cindy, and the Lo-Fi Lullabies. Indy, Cindy, and the Lo-Fi Lullabies. Indy, Cindy, and the Lo-Fi Lullabies.
Had a burp. Whoop. Thank you.
Never again.
I really had to burp at the end of that song. So sorry.
Chocolate room.
Drummer wants to put a tambourine on his drum. Hang on.
Put that sucker on.
Such a nice day.
Yeah.